Almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbarkins.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at the Blind Bargain Suite, and we've brought back Adi Kushner, part of the L Braille development team. Some of you might remember before CSUN 2017 was when we introduced the L Braille, which is now being sold here in the U.S. and beyond by VFO. But there's updates to the L Braille. New products, new sizes, much more. Adi, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So I'll let you go ahead and refresh us with what the L Braille is, and we can kind of segue right over to the newer models that are being announced.
All right. So the L Braille is a portable Braille computer, which runs under Windows 10. It has a form factor of a traditional note taker, but inside it contains a full Windows PC. So it's not a note taker with a special shell on top, or a mainstream platform covered with a special shell on top, like Android and stuff. It's a full Windows computer with JAWS, and it uses the focus displays as its Braille input and output, and it combines these components to one very nice looking box and essentially provides the portability that you expect from a note taker, but with a full computer inside.
So a lot has changed since this thing was originally announced, right? Some of the specs have been upgraded. And now you're adding also, you said models, plural. We started with the 14 last year.
Yes. Last year, we announced at CSUN 2017 the availability of the L Braille 14, which began to sell in the U.S. from conventions last year. And this year, we're announcing the availability of the L Braille 40. A lot of people were expecting the L Braille 40 because for lots of people, 14 cells of Braille when it comes to working with Windows is small.
Sure.
So we have released the L Braille 40 for the Focus 4th generation. It's important to mention that because Freedom Scientific has just come out with a new Braille display line, 14 and 40 cells. It's called the 5th generation Focus Blue series.
Yeah.
L Braille for now is available for the 4th generation Focus series only.
Which is probably the one that many listeners would have if they had a Focus 40 anyway.
Yes, most people have it. Yes, most people carry it.
That's why that was done. So
a model for the 5th generation is coming. Availability, dates, and info on that will follow
later.
Exactly.
Sure. And then as far as the 14, is it for the new 14 or the old one or both?
No, the 14 did not change. It's still for the Focus 4. Both of them are for the old one.
Okay, at the moment. So do I believe it remains, too, also, for those people that have the displays, if you want to turn them into an L Braille, it's not necessarily a packmate situation, correct, where you can actually take the display out and put it back? Once you do it, it's done, is that correct?
On the 14, you can dock and undock it.
Right.
On the
40, that's right.
On the 40, you can't.
I should remember that, too. We did see this last year at CSUN. You're right. So the 14.
Here it is if you want to hold that.
Which one do we have here?
This is the 40.
Oh, a 40.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. It's been nice knowing you. And no.
Yeah.
So
this is the L Braille 40.
Okay. So, I noticed, and this is why I was recalling that.
It's the focus on top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit thicker.
And it isn't like a transform device, right? Like you said, that's what I was referring to and thinking of, I think, in my mind. So what's been added. So we have the regular Focus 40 with the 40 cells and the rockers on both sides and the keyboard. Then above this, we have a bunch of buttons.
These are L Braille function keys. These include volume keys, some menu keys for special software that we provide, etc.
Okay, and also two stereo speakers.
Yes, two speakers. And on the right,
they're facing up on the top side there.
Yes. On the right side, you've got your headphone ports, SD card reader.
Full size.
Yes, full size. USB
3. USB. Okay.
Power.
Power is looks like a proprietary round.
Yes, it's a proprietary round connector. Mm-hmm. On the left side, you've got the power button. Then you've got...
It's near the front.
Yes, and then you've got there are two ports, one on top of the other. One is a micro USB port, and it's intended to allow you to connect the L Braille to a regular PC as a standard focus display because you cannot dock and undock it.
Okay.
And you don't want to lose your capability to use your focus as a display for a PC.
Right.
So when you connect a cable into this micro USB port and you plug it into a PC, the focus disconnects from the L Braille and becomes available to your PC as a regular Braille terminal.
Makes sense.
And you can switch between this on the fly with a button if you want when the L Braille is on.
That's what that button is above it?
No.
Oh.
No. This is...
Okay.
The button that's above it is the power button of the focus itself to allow you to switch between Bluetooth and USB connection.
I was just going to ask how that happened.
Yeah.
All right. And then behind
On the bottom, after the USB-C port, there is another port, the micro USB port, sorry, not USB-C. Mm-hmm. There is a SIM card slot for the LTE modem.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's a micro SIM slot.
Makes sense. So you use that with most of your major carriers?
Your US carriers, yes.
GSM and...
It's GSM for now.
Okay, so AT&T, T-Mobile, yes. and their derivative whatevers. And then all these buttons on the front,
These are the focus controls.
All the regular focus controls.
Yes, and then on the left side, you have an HDMI port as well.
Of course, so which is useful, it being a computer.
Exactly.
Let's talk about some of the specs. We've had some questions that have come in over time on the computing power. So where this falls in, if it falls, say, closer to the power of a desktop or closer to the power of, say, like one of those Ultrabook type situations.
You know? For now, it is closer to tablets because to fit an entire desktop board in this small size is difficult. You know, a very powerful laptop board because you need to keep the focus inside. You need to keep large batteries inside. And we're looking for a small board to fit inside.
Sure.
Right now, it is still comparable to Windows tablets, although we are looking at ways of expanding it. But for now, it is what it is.
So more so to other certain tasks, let's say like web browsing, email, you think it's more suitable for that?
It's more suitable for office, email, web browsing than, let's say, development. You're not going to code on this.
Right. And maybe a little more of running one or two or three apps at a time as opposed to running 50.
Yes.
Apps at a time. You mentioned specialized apps. Tell us a little bit about that.
We provide two apps. One was available since last year. It's called LNotes. It's a note-taking app, which you can, with a press of a button, take a text note or a voice note.
Mm-hmm.
And this year at CSUN 2018, we're unveiling LPhone, which is an app that allows you to use the L Braille to make and receive phone calls, but more importantly, to send and receive SMS messages via the L.
I was going to say, hold this as a phone, although you could do a speakerphone
or
with a headset.
The main purpose is not a phone.
But the Bluetooth headset, it could work.
Yes, but the main purpose of this is SMS because people who are deaf and blind at the same time, to make them easier to communicate. So SMS in one device can be handy.
What's the boot up time on this?
30 to 40 seconds, I would say.
I just hit power, actually.
Yeah.
You kind of hear it.
It vibrates.
Interesting. So it does have Focus 40, 5.71, that's the regular focus. So it boots the focus first.
Now it's loading up the Intel board it uses. It uses a product called the Intel Compute Stick.
Yes.
This is, for now, this is the smallest one we can get fitted in here.
Shows the battery percentage as
no,
well.
No, that's the percent.
Of the
there we go.
Of the focus, right?
Yes, now JAWS will load. And now it wants a password.
Okay, well, we won't.
Yeah,
we don't have to put your password out in the air,
this is its boot up time.
But that was pretty fast.
Yes.
And can you do regular Windows sleep mode and things like that?
Sleep mode, unfortunately, Intel in the Compute Stick, they block it.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, we don't know what's the reason, but
there you go.
It's out of our control.
Okay.
But all the other Windows tasks, yes, you can do.
I see. And how do you go, how are some of the special programs, they're just integrated as apps, desktop apps, things like that?
Yes, they're desktop apps.
Now, this is designed to work with JAWS, and there's a JAWS, you can either bring your own JAWS license, right, or there's a JAWS license on here.
Exactly. You don't have, if you have JAWS or any of the focus displays, you have to purchase nothing extra, just the L Braille part.
And of course you do need, it's not designed to work with other narrator.
It's not. I can't tell you not to use them if you want to use them, but it's at your own.
And are there certain functions that wouldn't work well in those situations? Or?
Yes. Keep in mind that JAWS is designed to allow you to control the system from the focus displays. So if you use another screen reader and you cannot perform certain functions using the Braille displays keyboard, we're not going to support you.
Sure. So it's an unsupported kind of situation if somebody wants.
We can't prevent someone from doing that because it's Windows. It's an open environment.
Right.
But the official support is jobs.
Sure, makes sense. What is the L Braille on this 40 here? What does it do to the weight compared to the Focus 40?
It adds a bit to it. Although not much. As you can see,
it's not heavier, but not, you know.
It's heavier, but it's not impossibly heavy to carry, you know?
I don't think it's much heavier than my laptop at 2 or 3 pounds.
Exactly.
You know, you're carrying around
it's
a computer.
It's less than 2 pounds a bit.
Yeah, which, is, yes. I mean, your Ultrabooks are about that.
Exactly, and here you have a unit with a Braille display combined. Battery life on this is over 20 hours.
Which is...
With Wi-Fi.
You're not getting that with a laptop.
No.
No.
You're not.
At least not at this size, for sure. And of course, yes. It's much narrower than your average laptop as well.
Yes, and it has all the latest Wi-Fi, like it'll too have an AC and...
And Bluetooth.
4.2 is up on the board. And it also has a GPS module. Stay tuned for info about that later.
Really interesting. I mean, there's some Mac software out there, but it's certainly an opportunity for you guys as well, perhaps.
And for now, basically, that's the package. Again, the L Braille 14 has the same specs as this one, but it's a dockable unit. And the updated 40 that we're selling this year is...
It will be a dockable too?
No.
Oh. Is there any reason for that? Is it just like the way it fit in, and just you couldn't make it work?
The Focus displays, the fourth generation Focus displays, were not originally designed for that purpose.
Will that new one be?
The Focus, I can say that in the fifth generation Focus, more things have been considered due to the fact that L Brails are available. But whenever the time will come, we'll share info on these models. But expect them, because people buy these displays, of course, and... We need to get them served.
Part of the reason I ask, I guess, is especially looking at a computer, the life cycle of a Braille display is often more than the life cycle of a laptop.
And that's an
expensive
thing.
Right, it's an expensive thing. So 2 or 3 years from now, when there's more computing power out there and I want to upgrade my Focus, you know.
You don't even have to upgrade your Focus. We'll be keeping, this is the beauty of this. Whenever we have options to throw in better boards in there, we'll just let you upgrade the L Braille part.
And you'll have some sort of a trade-in program or something. Obviously, you can't. You don't have anything. Yeah, there's nothing to speak to. But
it's basically, you can keep your current display. So you don't have, like with other note takers, you have to pay a cost for upgrading a whole unit. Here you don't, because the display is in perfect condition. Why to replace it?
Do you think there are still advantages to the traditional note taker that has all the apps built in? Or do you think there are Windows apps that, you know, maybe would it work better there? Or are you guys trying to address those shortcomings somehow?
Maybe. We are now currently looking at addressing contracted Braille files readability, BRF, and stuff like that.
Sure. Some of those, like math comes to mind. That's one.
Yes,
that
and math. We're also looking at how to do math support, because these are things that are missing on Windows currently. But our goal is to produce a device which is in total less expensive than the proprietary note takers. Looks in the same way, but runs on completely mainstream components. Like, this is a mainstream Intel board, nothing special.
Yeah.
So
you're paying for the board and the housing.
Yes.
And then the software that kind of connects it all together.
Yes, and Windows 10 is up to date.
And of course, would remain up to date.
Exactly.
As you're going, and the updates are going to come the same time as...
Exactly. And whenever we release new hardware, again, you just upgrade the PC part. The Braille display is intact. You don't have to pay for that.
What about... the book services, that's another feature that's offered on the note takers, daisy reading, Bard, things like that.
This is another area that we're looking to address. Right now we have the FS Reader app for Windows that offers some daisy reading, including Bookshare, I believe, or some others. But we're looking forward for a comprehensive app that will allow you to do all of that, like on others. It takes some time to get these things in place, because for the other platforms, these things happened before. And they are made from the ground to be specialized and adapted. Here it's a mainstream environment, but we'll get them solved.
Cool. So the 40 is shipping now?
Yes, the 40 is shipping. It's presented here at CSUN.
And what's the pricing look like for either one, for the 40 or 14?
If I remember correctly, the old Braille dock is around $1,700.
Okay, for either model?
Yes. If I remember correctly, don't quote me, it could be $1,795. But
somewhere in the vicinity of there. And of course, if you need the Jaws license or you need the Focus, I'm sure there's packages and things that you can get over on the website as well.
Yes.
Great. So is it over? You go to freedomscientific.com to look up more here or any other?
Freedomscientific.com. You can go to lbraille.com. There is a, and go to the booth 205, 305, and 405.
Is VFO the distributor just in the US, or are they worldwide handling
the product? They distribute it in the US mainly.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide, it's sold by us, Elita Group. We're the developers of the L Braille in partnership with VFO, but we're distributing it worldwide. In parts like the UK, for example, we have all the Freedom Scientific dealers like Sight and Sound, and others take care of it. So just look for your traditional VFL dealer to pick the hardware up.
Awesome. If people want to get in contact, send them over feature ideas, ask questions, etc., what's the best way to do that?
You can email support@lbraille.com.
Thank you so much, Adi, for coming back on. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me. Thanks.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.